Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Amy Boucher-Pye, and I called our reading, Eyes to See. Joy was concerned for her relative Sandy, who for years had struggled with alcoholism and mental health issues. When she went to Sandy's apartment, the doors were locked, and it appeared vacant. As she and others planned their search for Sandy, Joy prayed, God, help me to see what I'm not seeing. As they were leaving, Joy looked back at Sandy's apartment and saw the tiniest movement of a curtain. In that moment, she knew that Sandy was alive. Although it took emergency assistance to reach her, Joy rejoiced in this answered prayer. The prophet Elisha knew the power of asking God to reveal to him his reality. When the Syrian army surrounded their city, Elisha's servant shivered in fear. Not the man of God, however, for with God's help, he glimpsed the unseen. In 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha prayed that the servant too would see, and the Lord opened the servant's eyes to see the hills full of horses and chariots of fire. God lifted the veil between the spiritual and physical worlds for Elisha and his servant. Joy believes God helped her see the tiny flicker of the curtain, giving her hope. We too can ask God to give us the spiritual vision to understand what's happening around us, whether with our loved ones or in our communities. And we too can be agents of His love, truth, and compassion. Our passage of scripture today is from 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike this army with blindness." So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. Elisha told them, "This is not the road, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for." And he led them to Samaria. After they entered the city, Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see." Then the Lord opened their eyes, and they looked. And there they were, inside Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elisha, "Shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them?" "Do not kill them," he answered. "Would you kill those you have captured with your own sword or bow? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master." So he prepared a great feast for them. And after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away, and they returned to their master. So the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory. Let's pray together. Father of all mercies, please open my eyes to see your love and my heart to receive your grace, that I might share it with others. I pray in your precious name. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.